You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. To love people, should God can listen, because I listen from heaven earth to me to you and sell it all in love. I'm the freedom coach. You're now listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Listen. Look, start praying and stop panicking. I know there's a lot going on in the world. I know that there's a lot of people, but guess what? You have to believe in something, and that means that something else must have to come to an end. So your fear has to stop for your faith to be activated. Your fear has to stop for your faith to be activated. In order for you to activate faith, you have to listen to things of faith. You activate faith and fear the same way. They both come by hearing. So if you're constantly listening to the news and you're listening to, like, oh, the corona scare, oh, the scare of this, oh, the recession, all that, guess what? Then you're feeding that to your subconscious. Your subconscious mind does not know what's real or fake. It's automatic. It's real because you told it that it was real, and you keep listening to it's real. It's fake because you told it it's fake. When something is fake, that means that it doesn't resonate inside of you. It doesn't have a resistance inside of you, right? So therefore, there's no foundation of it inside of you. But when you allow it to be a foundation, when you allow it to be real, when you allow it to be truth, then your subconscious mind acts as if it is real because it has no ramification whether it's real or fake. So you must continue to affirm yourself. You must continue to tell yourself, hey, guess what? I am great. I am wonderful. I am awesome. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I believe everything that I'm supposed to be. I believe the things that I say out of my mouth. I believe that old things must end and new things must begin. I believe that I must stop overthinking and must succeed. Once you start telling yourself that, then you're walking into your faith side. You're walking into what the universe has planned for you. You're walking into your purpose that you're supposed to become. We have to stop acting on purpose and being on purpose, start becoming purpose. If you don't become your purpose and that doesn't become your lifestyle, then you're failing at this thing called life, right? Right. Because until you realize that you must die to your old self and wake up to the new you, you'll never be where you're supposed to be. So you got to come into the fruition of knowing who you are, knowing what you're supposed to do, knowing what you're got to do. So do this. Say this with me. I am who I'm supposed to be, and I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do to be the purpose that I'm supposed to live. I am what I'm supposed to be. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do to become the purpose that I'm supposed to live. I am what I'm supposed to be. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do to become the purpose I'm supposed to live. Y'all already know. If you haven't listened to Unfiltered Love Radio before, welcome, welcome, welcome. Ooh. Y'all here. Y'all know what's up. Y'all know what's popping. Look, my goal of this station is to make you lit. That's lifted, inspired, and transformed. If you're not being lifted, inspired, and transformed, let me know. Because that means I need to do something else. You know, I like to do these interviews, but I also like to just talk to y'all for a minute and let y'all know what's popping, what's going on in life. Let you know that you can, that you are that you are that you're supposed to be. I know I'm all over the place, but y'all know that's the way it go. However, you're supposed to be who you're supposed to be. And until you come into the higher revelation of who you are and you stop saying little small things and little minute things, you'll never be who you're supposed to be. So, welcome to Unfiltered Love Radio. Our goal is to reach 7.6 billion people, 7.27, whatever, however many corona take out, we want to reach those many people in the goddamn world, you know. So it's going to be 7 billion. We just don't know how many points it's going to be. It might be 0.1 when we finish. But y'all know I'm goofy, but y'all know I'm a serious in all these things that I say. So I really want you guys to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I got a special guest for y'all. Be free. Live your mega life. Be lit. Until next time, hold on! I got a whole show coming for you. Yo, so what's good, Unfiltered Love people? Yo, it's your guy, Calissus. Whee! Y'all already know. I'm back with all of that, because it's the year of all of that, right? I am all that, and I'm going to have all that, because I want all that. I know right now it's a grim time of the year. It's a lot of stuff going on. People feel discouraged. Be encouraged, people. This too shall pass, right? Man. So y'all heard me on this guy's podcast a couple of times. It's my protege who I don't fucking like. Remember y'all listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. I told this nigga to talk loud because y'all know he be, yeah. Man. So if y'all know who I'm talking about, I want y'all to welcome right now, RK5 Official.
Yo.
So oh my god, RK5. Little nigga, where the hell you been?
Man, man.
What's these journeys you've been on? Talk to me.
Just on a swivel, man. Just maintaining. You know what I'm saying? Just
could you speak up? Because these people, you know, they can't.
I'm just out here doing what I love, man.
Doing what you love. You know, it's kind of hard to know what you love. Because you know what's so funny? Like, I ain't seen bro in like months. And that's the craziest thing, bro. Like, this nigga's supposed to be my whole protege. And like, I never see him. Like, I don't understand. Like, usually your protégés, like, they stick to you and you be like, yo, bro, I see you moving. I see you work. But this man, he just does what he wants to do. So, recently you left the record label. Let's talk about that.
It's not like that. But, yeah, I definitely left that situation.
So, if y'all don't know, RK5 is an artist. He's a rapper, poet, entrepreneur. He got his own like brand. Got a lot of stuff going on, you know, just like your boy. So
yeah, we got something worse too, man.
Yeah, so. Supposedly. he recently left his record label to do his own thing because he felt like, you know, some things going on. But I'm gonna let him explain that to you. So let him know, bro.
It's just knowing how to deal with things, like even off guard, like being with your family, trying to build something with your family, which sometimes it don't always work, and it's one of them situations. So it's like I'm just looking at everything at a new light, this new decade. You know what I'm saying?
Push this new forward. Decade ain't been shit to us, bro. Yeah. These first 3 months, talking about tribulation. We in there.
Yeah, it just gotta maneuver around that shit, man. It's good things coming. That's all I know. When the sun works like this, it only can get better from this shit. For real. So,
I know you personally, but my audience, they may not know who you are. So legit, tell them what you do. Tell them. I mean, I basically kind of gave you an intro of like what you do and all that stuff. But let the people know like what RK5 stand for, where it came from. And how did all that kind of like develop?
RK5, it wasn't even a name yet.
This nigga was killing man, but he ain't never killed a man. But like, right. I kept joking him about that. Then officially he changed it.
It was just with my cousin, he put me on with music and he gave it a name. We were just going off like just on hit names because his name was Calico the Hitman. And he was just like, yo. Killer Man, Arcade, you know what I'm saying? Just putting that together because my name is Ray and they got the R, but right now it really means.
So where the K come from?
Oh, just
random K. Shit.
It was just a random name.
I'm RK.
I just went with it though, but RK right now really means Real Knowledge 5, and 5 is my go to number as far as like what really follows me through my path is. 5. So
when you say go-to number, like, nigga, what do you mean? Like, my audience ain't dumb. You over here talking, my go-to number. What is that for you? Is that your angel number? Is that your spiritual number? Or is that just a number you often see that reminds you of where you are?
It's just a personal number for me because, like, the number 5, I was born November 5th. My mom was born September 5th. And I'm the last 5th son on my dad's side. So it's just like
number. Thank you for having some kind of meaning to it. Because you were sounding real dumb. Like, that's just my number. Why it's your number.
Because people have a number. Like somebody can say like a number that you want to say that represents you.
Well, it's funny because 5 is the number of grace. So do you feel like in life that you've been gracious to give grace and that you've been given grace?
Both. How? I feel like both. Because I'm always one that's willing to, like, help others in some type of way. And, like, really share some type of light with being, like, a great, kind person. Because
a great, kind person.
Yeah.
That's great English.
you know what level I'm on right now.
I need you to fix it, though.
I don't know.
It's just always. Yo, y'all listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. Let me let Ray get his life together. It's y'all together. Listen to. We'll be back. man, I appreciate y'all for listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. It's your guy, Calistens. Y'all know y'all could listen to anything in the world, but you listen to this podcast right here. And y'all know we're going to keep you lit, lifted, inspired, and transformed. So we're talking to RK5. This nigga over here throwing Clorox wipes at me and shit.
Nah, you know what's going on. He's gonna throw that shit on me.
He know how I feel. He know how I feel about this corona thing. Everybody, oh no, bro. Sanitize yourself. Everybody know that I'm a germaphobe. Like, I've already been a germaphobe. So I never went out to buy anything because I had everything. I had ammonia, I had bleach, I had Lysol, I had Clorox wipes. Now I want to renew it because it's my monthly time to buy it, and the stores don't have it.
Yeah,
but it's okay because I got plenty of alcohol and peroxide, so I'll be all right. So you just released a project.
Yeah, I'm about to release some more. I got some new stuff coming too.
You left your label and you just on fire.
I got to. I feel free. I feel like this is like meant to happen. It's just a whole different vibe and journey now. Cause I'm doing everything, like, I won't say everything by myself, but I'm like moving independently, like how I want it to be.
So when moving independently, that's one of the things that I think get a lot of people in trouble and keep them stuck.
I mean, because
you're trying to do everything on your own, you're trying to go your own vision, your own plan. Yeah. But there is a global vision, a global plan, and if we don't kind of adhere to some of that shit, guess what happens? We get left behind, right? Yeah. Or we get left in a spectrum that we're not supposed to do because we're not networking with people. I was just talking to one of my other proteges outside before I came into the studio, and I was literally telling bro, you're limiting yourself to what you're doing. So why are you doing that? Because you know this is my other protege.
I'm not.
So I might get on his ass on this podcast, but
he already knows. No, it's not even like that. It's just you know what time.
I'm asking you what time it is because you know what I see? I see you moving. I see you grinding. But what I don't see is all the authenticness that you have inside of you coming out.
I have all 2020, man.
I ain't worried about all 2020. All 2020, we may not even be here.
I feel that.
And so, if you're not being authentic who you are, authentic RK5, Ray, whatever the hell, kill a man, whatever you want to call yourself, we ain't never killed a man. If you ain't being all of that, then we can't be teaching people how to come into their higher self. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to have already transcended to, like, not the highest self that you have, but a higher self than most people, so you can educate them. So, if you're not doing that, and people don't visually see that, then how are we producing other people? Don't just shake your head. Talk to the people.
They can't see
you shaking your head.
I feel you. It's just, I don't know. I'm going about it a different way as far as like promoting and putting, like, I'm trying to attract certain audience to reel them in to
Who's the audience that you want?
The mainstream. Kind of, you know what I'm saying? The mainstream listeners. I'm like trying to.
So you want to do more commercial music at this point?
In a way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is just the type of vibe I'm like mainly on kind of right now. But I still got stuff in the cut that I haven't dropped, like on some real conscious stuff.
If you're doing mainstream, does that cut away from your conscious ability? Does that cut away from you telling the truth about the matter? Or do you just sugarcoat it enough so that people would be attracted to it?
Nah, because like even with me doing that, I balance with my podcast. I talk. I give that real talk. Instead of putting it through the music, I give them that real talk to balance that out for the moment and time being by still promoting either or, giving that balance. And you know what I'm saying?
So when you say you're going to a mainstream audience, what audience is that? What age group? What target? What's your demographic? Like, what do you think?
Like any age group around like 18 and above.
So 18 to 34? Or 18 to 25? Because those are two different age groups. When you get the 18 to 24 age group, that's one age group. But then you get the 24 to 35, that's more of the age group that your consciousness speaks to, but I don't know about your new stuff. Do you think where are you targeting there? Because those are two groups that buy music
Yeah.
But they're two different groups of listeners.
But it's like at the same time too, it's just I'm just going off what I feel like I should be putting out. It's just
you're going off your own vibe.
Yeah, I'm just going off my own vibe and how I wanna really like care the music like for real. Mm-hmm. It's just I like trying different things. I don't like just to be on just, okay, this is what I'm going to be talking about. I like to venture out and just, like, be a real artist that can do multiple things and see how things will work. Will it work this way if I do something like this? Will it work this way if I'm more conscious on the record and stuff like that? That's why I get
it. So when you speak of conscious, what is conscious?
Just aware of your mindset and how you and what kind of energy you bring in.
So energy
to a song.
Explain energy to the people, like especially what energy means to you, and how does it affect what you do.
I know anything you focus or put in positive or negative is going to continue to grow. As far as like you let's say you like giving more, that be your positive. You were just going to attract positive things to you, to me. But if you doing negative shit, like being like in the streets, crime, you know what I'm saying, just doing not what your full purpose of earth is, you attract that negative stuff to you. So I just
so what you put out, you'll bring back. So whatever you see, you will harvest.
Yeah. So that's what I'm like.
So by you being commercial, you're still seeding positivity and still seeding consciousness.
Right.
Even though you're trying to do it on a mainstream platform.
Exactly.
You're listening to Built to Love Radio. We'll be back. This nigga don't know what he's talking about. No,
you get it.
Yo, what's up? You listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. I'm your guy, Kalissus, the Freedom Coach, because I listen from heaven to earth to me to you and sell it out. And yeah, I know. So we were out here talking to Ray. He's trying to tell me how to run my podcast. So you got this song that I he ain't know I was coming back on. Cause he know I don't be with none of the shits. He know that it's all love, but at the same time it's all truth. So you start getting into this consciousness life, you start like living way different, start doing things different, and then what? How did your life change? Cause that's a different life. How did you even get into that shit?
Learning about like the truth about 9/11. That's where it all started, for real, for real.
Nigga, you was like two.
Huh?
Nah. I was just messing with you. Ray was like two when 9/11 happened.
But I'm saying
he's still like, 2'2". Nah, but anyway, like, don't let that picture fool you when you see it. He really short.
But nah, like 2014. When I like really did my research about
it happened 2011, so you waited 3 years, so you was
it
five.
It wasn't no wait. It was what I seen, like the documentary I was seeing, and it just opened my eye. It was about
9/11 Fahrenheit.
No, come on, man, the 9/11 conspiracy.
But was it Fahrenheit? Was it Michael Moore or who was it? Because Fahrenheit 9/11 was a documentary that was really popular. It was probably Fahrenheit. I'm sure you watched Fahrenheit 9/11. It was Michael Moore. Because Michael Moore made the 9/11 documentary about the conspiracy and all the things that happened. Yeah. And that went on. If you have not watched that, you probably should. It does bring a different perspective in life. However,
it really did.
It made me see George Bush in a different light. He was really, I think people misunderstood him. He was literally the dad trying to do the best for his family. And his family being America because he was the president at the time. I think a lot of people gave him a lot of flack. Yes, he was kind of dumb. He did the axes of evil, if anybody remembers that. He did a lot of things. And his family's caught up in a lot of stuff. But I think him himself was pretty innocent and naive about what was going on. And he was just following what other people was telling him. But I really think at the end of the day, all said and done, he was being the daddy of the country. He only had daughters. So he was only trying to raise a country the way he raised his family and didn't know that there should be a separation, which is kind of like one of these awkward things that I don't think people look at. Because if you step back, any daddy's going to protect their country the way that they know how. Even if your kid comes to you and say, hey, this bully hit me, you're going to be like, what? The bully hit you? I'm going to beat their ass as a father. And I think that's was his approach. We got attacked. Oh, there's weapons of mass destruction. Well, there really were no weapons of mass destruction. There were just oil filters in there, but we won't even get to that right now. But that's the thing, him not knowing and reacting as a dad. Yeah. I think his presidency was like the dad presidency. He's literally the daddy that you would want. Because you want him to be like, hey, dad, somebody did something. The hell? I'm going to shoot him. Right. And so a lot of people who may not have had fathers or had father figures growing up may not understand that concept.
Yeah.
But when I look back and I see what he's done, it's kind of like, damn, he really was just a dad. Kind of the dumb dad, because you kind of can fool him into doing whatever you need him to do. But nevertheless, a dad. So, anyway, so you got into that. You watched that. That's my little nerd side came out.
it gave me a whole different perspective of life. And just, like, so it was just to the point where I started questioning things. Like, what else we've been lied about? You know what I'm saying? So I started digging more, finding out more, and just looking at more videos. And putting two to two together, and doing my own research in it.
So one of the things is, when watching these videos, it's some particular people that I don't like. I won't name them right here on the show. I've said their names before, and I'm not scared to say their names because I just don't fucking like them. But they represent the conscious community, and so they put out a lot of rhetoric. And one thing that I don't like is when people put out rhetoric. I sound like Buzz Bunny. Shit. When they put out rhetoric with no facts, right? And so a lot of the videos on YouTube where you'll find in the conscious community have no science behind them. They have no facts behind them. How do you know how to separate the two?
Ooh.
His face.
Because
it's a lot of BS out there too.
Whatever, if I feel like whatever resonate with you, that's what you can go off of. Like,
so you telling me you can determine what's facts and what's not? Or what's truth and what's not, what's authentic and what's not? Just based off a vibe?
Not necessarily just a vibe, but just your instinct, like knowing, like, okay.
But your instinct could be wrong, right? So when we was kids, we used to do a lot of dumb shit, right? Mm-hmm. You, I don't know, throw rocks at cars, set meats and tires on fire in the middle of the road. You know, that stuff is fun, and no instinct, like, that's what I felt like fighting. I love fighting. So, like, instantly being able to get into a fight, but then as you grow older, you realize, oh, that ain't really the smartest thing to do, right?
Yeah.
So, how do you differentiate what's real and what's fake when you got all that going on? Or, like, who to listen to and who not to listen to? Because even in the conscious community, there's differences, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you could listen to I don't want to plug any of these people because I don't like none of them. But you can listen to a Tariq Nasir or you can listen to a Dr. Umar Johnson or Umar Johnson because he's been fake. Never mind. We ain't going to start there.
But I've been seeing his videos lately.
I ain't really feeling bro right now, bro. I ain't never been feeling bro. But even recently, I think people are he makes things so over the top that it pisses me off. And I really didn't want to get to this conversation because both of those ends are the extremes. And then you got Ben X, that's the other extreme. And you have all these fallacies within the truth.
Right.
And that really pisses me off. So when you're looking at these videos and you're watching this stuff, what are you thinking? Because I'm just pissed off. Because I know what it is to be conscious from not a popular point of view. And right now they're trying to popularize it. And that just ain't what it is. It ain't never been that. It ain't going to never be that. It's just never going to be popular to be conscious. And the moment that it becomes popular, we're doing something wrong. So what you think?
I feel you on that. It's like, but isn't we like really trying to reach the masses with this though?
But that's the problem. I don't think it's for the masses.
It's not for everybody.
I do. I believe, even though it may not be the right belief, I believe in the concept of the 5%ers. The 5%ers and the 10%ers. Because the 5%ers and the 10%ers both had the idea, or the talents intent, as Dr. Edward DeBolt, look, W.E. did DeBolt, yeah. would say, either the Townsend 10th or the 5%ers, I think they both had it correct, that this population has the knowledge and can dispense it to our community in a way that they understand. Not that everybody has the knowledge. I don't think, even when I look back in biblical days, Adam and Eve had the knowledge not to eat of the fruit of good, the tree of good and knowledge of evil, because they'll know both sides, right? But they still did it. But that didn't mean that the rest of the world and humanity after them needed to experience it. They experienced it on a different level than we experience it today. And I don't think that, I think that's because of grace and mercy, obviously. But when you bring it all together, there's a certain population, because like my message, I want to reach 7.6 billion people, 7.8, whatever the number is when Corona done. Y'all think I'm joking about this, but it is population control. We're taking our old people out. And you know, whatever. Yeah, facts. It is what it is. We know that it has more to do with 5G than it does the actual virus. Takes in oxygen from the body. If y'all don't know that, go do your own research, and we'll talk about it later. Facts. But part of the things is, I want people to understand that I have a certain amount of knowledge, and then I share that with you, and then you have a certain amount of knowledge, and you share that with me, and then we share it to the masses on the level that they understand, and then we're able to kind of build a conglomerate of people who know, oh, wait a minute, Corona's not killing people, 5G is? Why did we vote for 5G? Because it's a money thing. Because we do need population control. Because the world is getting too big. By 2035, we're supposed to have 8 billion people. That's a lot of people in the world. That's more people than we've ever had. So what are we supposed to do? Well, we have 7.6 now. We know that we have to make fake food sources, and we have to mass produce and GMO everything so people can eat, even though we really don't have to do that shit. But we choose to. Because it's cheaper and it's more economical and it makes us money, and then science is able to evolve and give us chemicals as food, and we don't know the difference. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. We'll be back. Because I'm going way deep on y'all. Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, 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 what's up, Unfiltered Love people? It's your guy, Calistus, because I listen from heaven to earth to me, to you, and sell it all in love. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Stay tuned. I'm the Freedom Coach. You know what you're listening to. Yo, 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 we're back, Unfiltered Love people. So we're talking to your boy, RK5, Killer Man Ray. So, bro, You got this song on this new project.
What is the song?
And you know I like a lot of your songs. And you probably don't know how much I listen to you. That's the funny thing. I don't think he knows how much. So it's like, it's low-key I'm a fan of him, but I know he look up to me, so it's kind of one of these weird dynamics. But I really am a fan of yours. And it's kind of like a... It's just an interesting dynamic we have. And so, one of the songs that you have... Well, two of the songs that are back-to-back. It's your intro to your new album. Starseed, bro. Ooh. Can you rap that second part of Starseed for us? He says some stuff in there that I love, bro.
Oh, man.
Come on.
You hear me while I'm high, man.
It don't matter. I don't care if you're high, drunk, emancipated. You gonna rap this second part.
What was the second part?
Let me help this man out. This song, Starseed, and then right after Starseed comes this song, Immortal, right? And to me, they're so tied together, and but what was your thinking for Starseed before I even want you to say anything about it?
Oh, and it's crazy, because
that's like literally, I think I've listened to that song probably more than anybody else.
You probably have
the most plays on that song, because I have it on repeat. Because it literally is a song that, it spoke to me in a way. Well, let me see what was your thought behind it, and see if I actually got your thought or if I got a whole different
and it's crazy
revelation.
This is like, it was like the week after Kobe died, bro. So it was just like, you already know the type of energy was just floating around after that. You know what I'm saying? After that.
Well, I don't know. We'd had a few people die. Then we'd had this Corona thing come. We had this 5G. We had the government decide they want to shut everything down, but Russia and China. Russia is so interesting. Russia has not only have like 200 cases of corona, which is kind of weird to me when everybody, other countries in the thousands, but we won't even get there. Anyhow, I think that...
Wow, they have not been talking about Russia like
that. Right, either. and that's one of the things that... I'm not trying to start a conspiracy theory, but when looking at it, Russia has the least cases, and nobody's saying anything about Russia.
Right, and they're next to China.
I just think that Rona, they made her daddy China happy, and because Russia didn't pay Rona to be a... Because it's a biological weapon, whether we want to say it is or not. And, you know, I may not be free to say this in the near future, but I'm saying it today. But it is a biological weapon. And it's just a way for them to chip us and be able to track what we're doing and track our money and change the currency. But anyway, go on to Starseed. Because I can keep going.
Because that's definitely right now, I've been saying this, like, this will be a good time if that was their plan.
Oh, that's their plan. New World Order is the plan. Because globally, the economy shut down.
Yeah, they got his trap, bro.
Right. So y'all better have some money. Y'all just be ready for this tribulation time.
I just want my friends to come down. I just want them to hurry up and come save the family.
What friends? Your goddamn alien friends? Guess what? They failed us, bro. They ain't come. He getting mad. Look, this man think that aliens are gonna come save us. I don't believe that. And he know I joke him about this all the time. Ain't no alien friends gonna come save us, because you know what? He ain't talks about near one of them. Anyway, Starseed, what was your mindset behind it? Kobe died. You know the energy. It was a grieving time.
Yeah, I felt like it was just something in it, something I can connect with, as far as like being a star. Well, knowing that I'm a starseed.
What is a starseed though? You're just telling me words that you're not defining that to the people. What's a starseed?
It's someone. I'm pretty sure it's someone that's enlightened. It's like one out of the.
Yes, a starseed. Let me help this little nigga out.
That's enlightened.
So, as I was saying earlier, there's 5% and there's a talented 10th. I believe both of those are to be true. I believe 5% of the people know the whatever, and I believe that the 10th% of the all population is really talented, and they entertain others, and they're able to make money from that. And they're also able to illuminate what's going on. A starseed is a person who illuminates consciousness to other people.
Yeah.
So, Ray, you're one of those people, whether you realize it or not. I think a lot of times you doubt yourself in that. I think a lot of times you don't know the effect you have on people. But you really do illuminate that life to a generation that's not looking for that illumination. Mm-hmm. So keep doing that shit, even though you get on my nerves. So your second part of Starseed, this is what you say. This is the part I want you to... This part right here is what I'm talking about. How the Egyptians did. Eat the gold.
That is crazy. I never thought somebody would fuck with that line, though.
That's the line.
I just randomly said that because it was just something I was thinking about a while ago, and it just popped up.
But that is literally the line that I heard. I've heard a lot of lines before that you said, right?
Yeah.
But then when you say eat the gold like the Egyptians did, I don't think a lot of people understand mummification and understand how Egyptian life was, and how almost every Egyptian person was a god.
Yeah.
So when you say that, what did you mean?
It was just.
Because you didn't just feel that. That is something that's historical, that's factual, and that's true. Yeah. Unlike Dr. Umar Johnson's facts. But anyway, unlike Tariq Nash.
Right.
Unlike both of them niggas.
Right. it was just a whole different like connection to my higher self that said that right there. Because it was just like randomly said. It wasn't like I got on the mic and was just like, I'm about to say this. It was just... A freestyle, because that whole ending was like just a freestyle of me just going in the booth just saying something.
So that tells me that you've been studying.
Yeah.
Right? Because I believe you study to show yourself approved in times that's needed, right?
Right.
So what is it that you study?
J- just basically how the Egyptians like carry themselves as like being the, like having a royal family and just how they move spiritually and stuff like that. Cause
how do they feel like spiritually?
Like they do rituals. They do some of them do like little sacrifice, not in a sacrifice of sense like we talked about, like not sacrificing something, but more of like giving up, like you know, like giving up something.
But some of it was sexual sacrifice.
Some of it was
even sacrifice that to us in our American culture would seem uncouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you participate in those sacrifices?
Not like that. Okay. Not like that, but.
But do you feel like if you were to reach a higher level, are you afraid of that level, or are you just haven't got there yet?
I haven't got there yet. I gotta get more.
Cause a lot of things that I learned and just with this conscious walk, I literally have to not be Kel. I can't be Kalista the Freedom Coach because a lot of what I do and a lot of what I say and a lot of my insight is not stuff that I would not do it. I just like. Nigga, no. But then when I think about when I go and go to the king in me,
mm-hmm.
and the king in me says, King, you gotta do this. The God in me be like, hey, bruh, you gotta like focus on X, Y, and Z, and it's not for you, it's for the other person.
Right.
And so if I have to do a sacrifice with a person, I'm usually upset about it. I think we talked about this a few times.
I'm usually upset about it,
and I don't always follow through because a lot of it is outside of what I would want to do and what I would want to see, but I know what the result would be. So that causes a conflict in my head because I'm not literally being obedient to the purpose I'm supposed to become. And y'all know in the station, I'm talking about the purpose I'm supposed to become and the purpose that I am. I am the trainer's trainer. I am the preacher's preacher. I am the cook's cook. And so me being able to be all of those things, I have to literally be those things. So I have to like literally come out of who I am and come into the enlightened higher self that I am and not look at it from an earthly perspective. And that's hard because now I have to convince other people that, yo, we're doing this because X, Y, and Z. And then once they buy into it or once they believe it themselves, because without belief, none of it works.
Facts.
And I think people miss that. People like, oh, I believe in prayer. I believe in God. I believe in the universe. I believe. But without like actual belief and you 100% sacrifice you. Because the main sacrifice is you. I don't care what else we sacrifice in this life. Until you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, nothing becomes pleasing. Nothing.
Facts.
So, you know, I go off
on that. And that's the main thing people be running away from is they like themselves.
Yeah.
Like.
And it's their true self. Like, it's funny because I've been in moments, even with you, and it's crazy because you might not know, but I've been in moments where I feel like, yo, we got to go to the next level. But I stop because I just be like, I ain't ready. And that, but that to me stifles the other person because they don't even know that I'm already like, and they might be ready. They might be like, okay, I'm ready. And I stop it. But I feel like once, I don't know, it's a certain, I guess, insecurity in me or pride.
Yeah.
It could be pride because, I mean, pride and insecurity, they kind of work together. And until we cut those off, we never reach that next level. So one of the things recently is I quit my job.
Ooh.
I want to fully be able.
I never thought I'd hear that from you.
I know. And that's why I'm telling you on the air because one of the crazy things is I had somebody come on my podcast a few weeks ago talking about quitting their job. And I had already been battling quitting my job because I literally want to become everything I'm supposed to be.
Right.
I want to be able to trust God into who I am.
Right.
I want to become my purpose. And I know one of my purposes is this, and it's being a freedom coach and it's doing all of those things that I do. And so my job pissed me off. They said something I didn't like. And you know, I believe as millennials, we're not going to work for nobody for 20 years. I say this all the time.
Right.
We're going to find the best opportunity for us. Then we're going to entrepreneur the way that we need to be successful. So I literally just write them effective immediately. And all I told two of my coworkers, then the third one saw me leaving. So then I told her because she's literally, the whole 4 years I've been at my job, we've literally started baby steps. We were counselors together. We worked in the schools together. We worked on home cases together. Then we became in a supervisory position together.
That's crazy.
So for her to see me leaving was like a... That's like literally my best friend in the work, and everybody knows, like, that's my best friend at job. She was like, what? You're doing what? And so she was kind of feeling some kind of way, but I told her it's not you. And she's like, well, can we just do this?
Yeah, you can't take your friend.
And I said, you know what's so funny? I sent the email to say effective immediately, because I don't believe in the 2-week notice. I believe it's at our will and at their will. So a job, I've been fired a few times in life. I've had like 37 jobs. I'm working on my 39th right now. 38 jobs. That was my 38th job. This is my 39th job that I just got last week after I quit my job. To God be the glory. So literally I went and I was like, effective immediately. She said, you didn't give them a 2-week notice? I said, hell no. I said, if I was to get fired, would they give me a 2-week notice?
No.
Why not? Because they don't have to, right?
Yeah.
So why should I have to? So, I mean,
they're trying to find some way to brush somebody, man.
Yeah, and then to me, I feel like if I give you a 2-week notice, that's 2 weeks you can find something to fire me about.
Right, right, right. Get your ass up.
Exactly. So, you know, I think a lot of times we, but I'm saying that to say that a lot of times we walk in that fear of not becoming who we're supposed to be and becoming our purpose, and we stifle something. So, literally, I quit my job. I decide I'm going to ramp up my catering business. One of the people I was working with, one of the families I was working with, the lady calls me literally the next day and said, say it ain't so. And I was like, it is. I said, I just couldn't take it no more, blah, blah, blah. She said, well, baby, you know I do catering, and I know you do catering. I can send you 10 clients right now. What's up? She's sending me 10 clients. I'm not going to tell you how much money that is for me, because if you go on my website, unfilteredlove or kalissens.com, you'll find it. Or you go, you know, follow any of that. That's like a lot of money. So literally, I had already applied for this other... I didn't even apply for this other job. I was approached by another supervisor at another company for a job asking me to do something. They told me the amount they'll pay me. And I was like, okay, whatever. And it ain't really what I want to do, but I wouldn't have to work until the afternoons. I only have to work a couple of hours a day, and I'm going to make 2.5 times the amount I was making. All from quitting.
Yeah.
And then I think, like, okay, with my proteges and all that stuff, what if I don't quit on them? What if I just, like, nigga, we got to go to this level, and I don't care what you feel about it. I don't care what you think. This is it. This is going to take you to the next level. We got to just do it. How far will we be if we move that pride aside? Right. How far would you be out there listening if you move your pride aside? You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. I know that was a long segment, but we'll be back. So, I know we didn't went off in a rabbit trail in a rabbit hole, and me and this man go off on these trails all the time, anytime we connect, anytime we meet. So... Ray, RK5, Killer Man, whatever the hell you want to call yourself today.
RK5 official. Follow on the gram.
What legacy do you want to leave?
I always told myself, like, leave a legacy like Nipsey did, but in my own way.
So what's your way, nigga?
Is
man, this might be our more, last be, interview.
Be more spiritual.
Be more spiritual.
Be more out there spiritually than how Nipsey was, because he was spiritually, but
what's your fear in that? Because you know, the more spiritual you become, the more weird you become to people.
That's okay.
But you say that's okay, but I work with you, and I know you still have insecurities and still hold, just like I have, still holds of like I ain't ready, or
it's
I don't
going,
know.
Either way, sooner or later, it's going to get worked out.
Okay.
It's going. Everything.
So you leaving this, legacy of spirituality. What would that say to either your audience, your family, the generations that you leave behind, your kids, your grandkids? What does that say for them? What does that leave for them? How does that help them evolve?
It will evolve them by empowering themselves.
How, nigga?
Just learning, like learning, because
you
growing
just don't
with
become,
what
you just don't become illuminated because your family was,
right?
You know what I mean?
Just, It's just doing your own homework, man. Do your own research. Because I can only tell you about so much. But I can't. But you have to do the work.
Oh, hell no.
You have to do
the work. Because I can only tell you so much, but I'm going to make your little ass do it. Because I'm realizing these first 3 months of 2020, like, even with you, I've been slacking. And so I realized these first 3 months is reminding me, like, it ain't a lot of time left. And if people don't get to the level they're supposed to get to, especially the people that I've been ordained to help, if they don't get there, nigga, the blood is on my hands. So that should be the same feeling you have. Like, if you don't get everything you need, the blood is on your hands. And that brings a whole different perspective and urgentness. Urgentness. Just making words. I'm Jesse Jackson. Urgency that causes us to not be who we're supposed to be. So when it is that time of tribulation, and when the world seems like it's chaotic and we're calm, people are wondering why.
Because it's like I said today, this is something I've been preparing for, and more like you too. Like, far as, like, know how to get through things by just...
Yeah, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for me. I take that literally. That's one thing I take. I be like, I see all these wicked companies go down, like, Unfiltered Love LLC will be a billion-dollar company. I am a billionaire philanthropist. Well, I am, like, I start declaring that stuff, like, right away.
Yeah.
On my boards, you see, it's the year of all that. I am all that. I want all that.
Yeah. But bro, like, how you see, like, how all these CEOs then, like, step down, resign, bro? What, like, the question of this, Jake, is like, what's going on? Like, why?
Well, I mean, if all the top CEOs of all the top companies are the merged companies, because it's three merger companies on there, which is very interesting, and they had to step down, like Sprint and T-Mobile, he has to step down because there has to be a new CEO. And maybe he was voted out by the board of directors. Because there is a board of directors under CEOs, right? So, when you see that these people are doing these things, what do you think? And I'll tell you what I've kind of discerned.
I feel like they own something. They got some type of plan or they know something that we don't know about.
Such as?
About to happen.
Such as what? Be honest.
I don't know. Like, what's about to hit, like, on a...
Well, one thing that's about to hit is 5G. As 5G hit, we'll see a rapid onside of deaths and disformalities, right? You'll see more tumors, you'll see more cancer, you'll see more things. So those industries are becoming popular. So I'm saying that to say, if you're looking to invest, invest in that. Invest in cancer research. Invest in... It sounds so mean, but literally we have to invest in those things because those things are... was going to propel the nation, even though it seems like it's so tragic and something so immoral, right? So then for the spiritual person, what's about to happen is already been an awakening. We've already had, like, all spirit poured on flesh and people recognized it. However, people didn't take heed to it. Even us, I think, didn't fully take heed to, man, we're supposed to be doing more sacrifices. We're supposed to be doing more of this. We're supposed to be more connected to X, Y, and Z people. We're supposed to build this kind of colony, right? We haven't done that. And I don't think no populace or people group has done that at this point. And so I think by us not doing that, we've kind of forfeited our opportunity to even oppose any sanction or any law that comes down. So the CEOs step down because they don't want to be the person that's looked at when the new world is taken over and there's a new thing. But the thing is, when there is the new world order and when things are taken over and when things start to change in the next month or so, I believe slow change, but in the next month we'll start seeing things that, we ain't never lived like this before. We ain't never had to do that. It's up to the conscious man and woman to be able to have already built an identity that I don't think any of us have really looked into. And I've been really focusing on it more. And I have, like, a couple of mentors that I wish I can get to them to do a few things that I know will solidify what I'm supposed to do and help the next person, the next, or whoever that group of people is that I'm supposed to help. Because there's only a group of people, right?
Everybody. It's not everybody. So, like, I help a group, you help a group, they help a group, blah, blah, blah. And so you connect to people different ways. And so I think that when we go and we realize that, then we can prepare to move forward.
Yeah, facts.
But unfortunately. But
I just feel like this is like the time for all of us to just come together. Yeah.
But that's the thing. How do we convince the people to believe how we believe?
That's a
good without question. Causing drama, that's a without good causing question. Weirdness, without causing, and that's the thing. It's not for everybody, and so I think you literally have to. It's so weird because I feel like you have to literally connect to the people you're supposed to connect to, and then be weird with them, and then be able to accept their weirdness and what they're saying as truth. And be able to be like, okay, God, is this right? And kind of balance the two. And once it's balanced, just go with it and not second guess it. Fact. In the beginning, there was light. I don't second guess it. God created heaven and earth. I don't second. And it's almost like you have to know what you know. And then not believe anything else, because I think there's a lot of narratives coming down that's going to be able to do that. Oh, there was no black people. Oh, there were no this. Oh, there were... What? But it was all because everybody was supposed to be a spirit anyway. And then we're looking at the outside looking in instead of looking at the inside out. So, where can the people find you?
Anywhere, everywhere at RK5 Official, Instagram, Twitter. If you want to listen to my podcast, you can go on my page on Instagram at Third Eye 5.
Make sure y'all get merch from there too.
Oh yeah, definitely get the merch. I got new.
I saw a sweater that I want. I'm excited about. I ain't tell this nigga which one. I'm gonna just pop up with it. Let you see me in it.
Just let me know, cause next month I'm racking up on merch. I'm having them on hand.
Ooh, I might not have to order online.
You know what I'm saying? So everything is about to move differently now. Especially I got I got a huge announcement I'm making in a couple of weeks. So.
Why we can't know now?
Nah.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah,
patience is everything. All right, so you got a huge announcement you're making. You're doing all these things. You got your own podcast. I respect your podcast. Right. And because I respect your podcast, actually, the last few guests I've had, I've done this. I want you to give the Unfiltered Love people a word, an unfiltered message, a word of encouragement, knowledge. As we're going through this, times that we're going through forever.
Like I said, on my Instagram today, I did a video. I was talking about how everybody going through this, being in house and dealing with
coronavirus. That's all I hear. Right, I just hear. Right, I can't stand Cardi B, but all I hear is coronavirus. I hate it.
like us going through this quarantine. This is like a good time for us to, be in tune with self. And
so you said that, but you came to my whole quarantine cookout today.
Hey,
I'm just chilling. But like, that's the thing. You gotta connect with people.
Exactly.
And not walk in fear.
Exactly. So
I had a whole cookout because I feel like everybody was sitting in the house depressed, and I'm like, I'm about to have a whole cookout today. Had a few friends that agreed with me, and we did it. You go to nature. Go to where it started.
Exactly. That's what I talked about today. I was like, man, this is a good time to be outside. And just connect on a whole different level with yourself. Just being outside, not being feared, being inside, stuck, bored, don't know what to do. When there's a whole source outside your crib that you can just easily connect with, and people don't even know or just take that for granted. So it's just like, this is a good time to really grasp like who you are as a person, what your purpose is on this earth. Because before it get too late, you want to do whatever you can to just reach a higher goal and reach your higher self. So I just look at this is the perfect time to just be with self. You can be on social media, but this is a good time to just stay away from everything and just read a book.
Thank you said that, because people don't read enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So,
as we say always on this radio station, I want you to be lifted, inspired, and transformed. And until next time, be free and live your mega life.
Do, do, do.
You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio.
Yay!